Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fantasy Football Today in 24, revealing the top 24 players in Dave Richards' rankings right now. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Fantasy Football Today in 5. That's the Real Name Podcast.
Yeah, I don't have 24 fingers to show the camera.
Yeah, take your shoes off.
I don't know if people want to see my toes. Let's move on.
Okay, so I'm just looking at your top 24. It goes from Jonathan Taylor all the way down to Keenan Allen. This is PPR, your 24 best players. Number one and number two are Jonathan Taylor, which isn't a surprise, but Derrick Henry, which might be a surprise. These are not conventional PPR, number one overall players. Maybe times are changing a little bit, but obviously Taylor speaks for itself. It's unanimous between you, Jamie, and Heath. But Derrick Henry at number two is a little bit interesting. Henry is 5 for Jamie and 6 for Heath.
I stand alone on it, and I don't mind standing alone. I'm excited about the potential for Derrick Henry. Do you know that when he got hurt last year, he was on pace to be the number one running back in PPR points per game?
Yeah.
He didn't catch a lot of passes. I think he had like 18 or something like that through the first half of the year. So
which is a lot for him. Yeah,
it is. So he was on pace to finish with, let's see, 18 times 2, 41. 41 catches. All right, not quite that many. You guys know how much it is. And the touchdowns just come at a crazy clip. He's averaging well over 100 yards per game on the ground. And I thought a little bit more about what this offense is going to look like with A.J. Brown not there, with Julio Jones, who really wasn't there much anyway. They're going to have some interesting pass-catching options. And I think they're going to make it a little bit more difficult for opposing teams to completely go all in on trying to slow down Derrick Henry. And I don't think the offensive line is going to be that big of a step down from it was last year, assuming that Taylor Lewan stays healthy. I'm actually excited about taking Derrick Henry as soon as number two overall. And here's the kicker. He's been at least top four in PPR points per game among running backs each of the last three seasons. So when he's been on this run where he's King Henry, he's finished as a top four fantasy running back. I don't mind taking him close to his ceiling at number two.
Taylor, Henry, Eckler, Najee Harris, Christian McCaffrey, Mixon, Dalvin Cook, Alvin
Kamara. Am I the lowest on McCaffrey?
No. Jamie's got him 2. Heath has him 5, and you have him 5.
Okay. So I'm tied with Heath.
Mixon, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara, Cooper Kupp at number 9. You are definitely the lowest on Cooper Kupp. Jamie has Kupp 4, and Heath has Kupp 2. You're taking 8 running backs before Kupp, Jefferson, Chase, Devontae Adams, back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Yep. So you're the running back guy, I know that, but I would not wait that long on Kupp, and neither would Jamie and Heath, and neither would a lot of people, so you have him 9th.
And I'm more willing to say, yes, he's the number one running back in fantasy. And yes, he's got a great shot at having another year with well over 100 catches. But I also want to make sure that I've got that running back locked up early on. I'm telling you, you guys know this from last year's drafts. The running backs that are available once you get to rounds 4 and 5, they're ugly. The receivers that are available in rounds 4 and 5, not as ugly. So I want to try and get those stud running backs early. I will punch the ticket on one of them before I go with one of the stud receivers. And I know Kupp had a great year. I don't think anybody's expecting to have as good of a year. I think it would be crazy to think he's going to have as good of a year as he just had last year, which is why he's real close to me with Jefferson and with Ja'Marr Chase. I'd be happy to get any one of those receivers after the elite tier running backs are off the board.
Right. So first 8 running backs with your first 8 picks, then Kupp, Jefferson, Chase, Adams, 13 through 24, Swift, Diggs, Aaron Jones, Kelsey, Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Debo Samuel, Fournette, Chubb, Javonte Williams, Mike Evans, Keenan Allen. Only time for one more player. Tyreek Hill still in your top 24. You have him 18th. Jamie has Tyreek Hill 23rd, and Heath has him 27th. So mid-round 2 for Tyreek Hill for you.
I'm thinking that the Dolphins are going to try and deploy Tyreek Hill as a short and mid-range target a little bit more than Kansas City did. So I almost wonder if his target volume, not necessarily target share, but volume stays the same or goes a little bit up. he might lose a little bit in efficiency, but he'll see a lot of shorter and more intermediate targets. I think those are the two areas that I think Tua can consistently win at. We know last year that he finished number one among quarterbacks in adjusted completion rate, but he didn't have that many attempts. I'd be surprised if he had a lot of attempts again this year. The one other thing is that I think that in this offense, Tyreek and Waddle and even Cedric Wilson, they can all kind of do the same things, maybe not necessarily to the same level that Tyreek can, because we know Tyreek, deep ball, great. Intermediate ball, great. Short yardage, yards after the catch, we know that he's the best. But I think Waddle's a good tier and a half behind him, and Wilson maybe two, three tiers behind him, not necessarily fantasy tiers. I'm talking NFL talent tiers. Bottom line is I think there will be a lot of targets to go around in that offense. I think Tyreek will catch a lot of them in PPR. That keeps him in play as a top 10 receiver.
All right. Thank you very much to Dave Richard. We're going to look at the consensus top 24 rankings on the full-length show with Dave and Jamie tomorrow. Until then, we'll talk to you later on Fantasy Football Today.